This is Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk, and there's more at the website, allbook-books.com. I want to thank one of the listeners, Robert, for inspiring this episode. In some emails, he got into talking about books and where to get books, and that led to a mutual dislike of the behemoth of all behemoths in the corporate business online sector. You know I'm going to talk about Amazon. Now, first I'll say their positive side. They're efficient, good business practice. And I know I have friends and family who either do business to promote their works with them or get necessary items that are helpful in daily life. So I appreciate that factor of what Amazon does. Okay, now that I've said that, I can say that I personally boycott them. I used to sell books to them. I no longer do for many, many years. And I do almost anything possible to avoid purchasing from them. I don't have any account. If I request a birthday or a holiday present as a book and somebody's going to get it, and that's where they can get it, I'm not going to turn it down. But I encourage people to purchase books from either the publisher or the author directly when there's an opportunity to support directly. I've had people literally, I've shown them my books and they're like, where can I get it? Amazon? And I'm like, no, my website or the trunk of my car. And they look at me funny, like as if there's some stigma, as if there's something holy about going through the dealer and not buying it from just some guy who's walking around with a book. You know, it's just something strange about that. I don't know. But Amazon, just to give you some background, years ago when I had an account with them, I paid, I think it was a yearly membership for $25. They took 55%, which clued me in as to how Jeff Bezos became one of the greediest sociopaths in the world. Because when I was doing consignments at local bookstores before that, the store would keep 40% or 50%. And here's the online keeping 55% plus I was paying for the shipping. So it goes down to a minimal amount of money made for any book, whereas if I sell it directly, that's at least a decent chunk of a few dollars. You'd have to sell a ton of books to actually make it worthwhile business-wise. However, another positive side is that it is the known place to go, and it's a good way to get books out there. But they take a bundle, and one of their tricks is it'll say like one book left. So you're like, oh my God, I got to order now. There's only one book left. But then what happens after somebody buys that one book, they will contact the book dealer or the author, whoever, and they'll say, send us another book. So that is to keep their warehouse, you know, as light as possible or something like that. So it's deceptive advertising. And then the other thing they do, which is in business practice, undercutting. So when I was selling a book through them at full price, say $15, if there were used copies out there, they could be selling the used copies through them or their other dealers, their subsidiaries, whatever the heck you call it. I would see my book for, you know, $1 or $5. So basically, I was paying them the yearly membership fee for them to undercut my sales. So that is sleazy business practice, but that's how the business works. And I put this bit in my book, Moving Through the Empty Gate Forest, because it's a lot about books and the negative impact of books since Gutenberg's press and the spreading of propaganda throughout the world, and how as much as I love books have put masses of people into their conceptual abstract heads and taking them out of their heart knowledge. So here's the little bit I put in my book. I watched an interview with Jeff Bezos a while ago, and here's the bit. On the heels of Gutenberg's printing press, the Bible went global with colonization. Jeff Bezos, born Jeffrey Preston Jorgensen, started Amazon by selling books cheaper and with, from an interview this traveler watched, a maniacal desire to control all knowledge. On the heels of the internet, Amazon monopolized the sale of commercial products, driving out many independent bookstores and small businesses. Both behemoths, the church and Bezos, went global, starting with the book. And then there's Facebook Incorporated. So basically, yeah, when I watched him on the interview, I could see that he had no interest in the actual literary knowledge, enlightenment value of books. It was all about, like a mad scientist's, we could control all the information by having all the books and controlling the sale of that online. And some of the stats that back that up are, this is what the information that got sent to me, high cost of shopping at Amazon. This may be not directly just books, but a report from Economic Analysis from Civic Economics say that sales by Amazon and third-party vendors in 2021 alone accounted for 136,000 displaced retail shops. The report also estimates that in just 1 year, Amazon sales displaced the equivalent of, I can't do the math, it's bigger than a million. I guess it's a billion. 1,128,000,060 square feet of retail space, and 1,753,634 retail jobs. And here's a message from IndieBound. They're an indie independent books distributor. Shoppers spent $367 billion at Amazon in 2021. That's $367 billion that could have gone to local business owners and recirculated into their communities through vendors, employee donations, and local sales tax. Buying from Amazon circulates just 5.8% of revenue into a local economy, but buying from a local independently owned bookstore creates four times more local economic activity than buying from Amazon. All that lost revenue could have funded public works, public safety, and public education. Unfulfilled, Amazon and the American retail landscape was commissioned by the American Booksellers Association. The report concludes that the ongoing displacement of retail activity from traditional commercial spaces to outlying industrial parks is an emerging crisis for America's cities and towns. The routine gift of limited local resources to Amazon must stop, and the availability of good information and public pressure is likely the only way. Another study, Home Sweet Home, Locals versus Amazon, demonstrates the significant economic benefit that supporting independent businesses has on local communities. The study, conducted by Civic Economics and commissioned by the North American Retail Hardware Association, the Paint and Decorating Retailers Association, and Independent We Stand, specifically compares the impact of conducting businesses with independent hardware stores versus the sales of hardware and building materials through Amazon. It shows the substantial local advantage of indie stores over Amazon in terms of recirculation of revenue back into the community. So, yeah, there's not many local bookstores around me. There's Barnes & Noble, so I try to get some from them. And then the other segue thing is that, you know, when one buys a fair amount of books, buying all new books costs a bit nowadays. So that plus also sometimes trying to find older books. It's hard to find used books. I remember back in the day, used bookstores. And not that long ago, when I lived in Colorado, there was a wonderful place called Poor Richard's Bookstore. And there was lunch and coffee, and you could literally pick up the books and smell them and look at them. And then a long time ago, I interviewed locally Michael Mart, antiquarian and used bookseller. Him and his wife, Mary, had a store in Port Jefferson called Good Times Books, and now it's, as far as I know, still online, but very selective. So just coming from the generation of being able to go into a store and look through the books, is that something I miss? And the smell, I mean, I have a poem about sniffing books. A lot of readers do that. You just open a book and you sniff it like a dog. That's part of the appeal. So as much as the online stuff nowadays is pretty good for trying to find older books or hard to find books, it's a disappointment But now, part of the empire of books, as I would call it, with Amazon, is that I go sometimes to bookfinder.com because they will give a list of dealers from whence you can get used books. Some of them I've used that I like are A Libris, and another one is biblio.com and A Libris. I tend to use those. And then sometimes another one, there's Valor Books, it says. And then there's Abe, which I had used for a while until somebody, a local poet, told me that Amazon owns Abe Books. So when you go on there and you see, oh, I can get this from Amazon.com, or I can get them, or I can get this book from Abe Books, that again is another Amazon deception, because you're getting it from Amazon. So I stopped using Abe Books, but now I recently found out that it's even harder to do this, because here is what I just learned. It is that even bookfinder.com is part of the Amazon.com empire. According to Wikipedia, who's not 100% accurate, but tends to be in sort of factual, this kind of factual stuff. In 2005, bookfinder.com was acquired by Abe Books, which itself was purchased by Amazon.com on August 1st, 2008. So there you have the big fish eating the little fish. And then, let's see, Robert wrote that some of the small businesses, the Amazon acts as like a fulfillment center. No small number of the companies on that site are fronts for Amazon. So even though you're getting it from another, a seemingly independent, and Amazon is acting as the middle person, you don't know until you know. So a couple of alternatives here, betterworldbooks.com. You can look into that, betterworldbooks.com. And then just on the heels of finding this out, another friend mentioned thriftbooks.com. In fact, I just after he mentioned that, I ordered a book from there. And then another one is rarebookseller.com. Obviously, that's more fine, rare and collectible copies. So there are places out there, depending on what type of used book you're looking for. But again, you have to do the little bit of work to find out what's worth it. Also, there's a book review. Sometimes you look up, oh, I want to see what a book is about. And if you do a general web search, one of the things that always comes up is goodreads.com, which gives a little book summary or blurb. And that, again, is run by Amazon. And then there's another one, bookdepository.com, which has tons of books, bookdepository.com. Book Depository, previously The Book Depository, wow, big change there, is a UK-based online bookseller with a large catalog offering free shipping to over 160 countries. Are you ready? Founded by a former Amazon employee, it was acquired by Amazon on July 4th, 2011. And here's the thrift books is popular among book collectors, particularly with those avoiding Amazon. It's one of the few Western book platforms that is not a subsidiary of Amazon. However, Thrift Books does sell books on Amazon as well as other book resellers such as eBay and Abe Books. So you get the gist of all of this is that if you so choose to support smaller book dealers, or sometimes also instead look up who published the book and go to the publisher's site or go to the author's site. That is another way I do that, and I ask people to do that because that helps me too, to go to direct to the source and get the book there as a help. Sure, it depends on your budget, but when you think about it, what's better in the long run, you know, $15 going to Amazon or $18 or $20 going to the rinky-dink small writer publisher. And just to wrap this up, to tie it into the other way that this works, that when you go into, say, a Barnes & Noble and you see hundreds of magazines, a while back, I don't have exact statistics, but when I was looking into, I've mentioned it before, the media conglomerates like Time Warner and Comcast that control almost everything you, whether it's a sports team, a movie, a publishing company, an advertisement, they've got their tentacles on it of 5 or 6 mega conglomerates. So when you see 200 or 500 magazines at Barnes & Noble, odds are they are published by maybe 5 to 10 actual corporations. Again, those are very loose statistics, but the point you get, when you're buying a book online, most likely Amazon has its tentacles on the book. And if you can, that's my encouragement, if you can, try to support other dealers. And again, I bear no grudge to people that I know that actually sell books through Amazon, because that is a way to get it out there. But at least there is some choice, and be on the lookout for the thinking you're helping someone when you're not. So do some research to find out where you're actually getting the book from, if that's important to you. And another thing to add to that, the empire of books is not just Amazon. And I learned this from being a small press publisher for over 20 years, about 20 years. But I learned this years ago when it comes to the book distribution. It's a virtual monopoly controlled by 2 major book distributors, Baker & Taylor and Ingram. And then there's another pretty big one, Consortium. And there's others, but those 2, they control the distribution of books. So sometimes when I have gone to a local store, a smaller store, and said, oh, you know, would you carry my book? And they're like, do you go through Baker & Taylor or Ingram? And I'd say no. So then they won't get my book, because their paperwork and their computers or whatever and their way of ordering is standardized and processed to do everything through that method, so that if to take the time to buy my book directly and blah, 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 they don't want to do that. So, you know, they might take it on consignment, and then it sits there. Typically, it'll sit there till heaven warms up. How's that? Till heaven warms up. But on the bright side, sometimes they will sell a book. But so basically, I learned that it was an eye-opener to me years ago to realize that, wow, the actual distribution of the books, even though you think of books as open and democratic and everybody's just getting their free knowledge out there, it is not that way, because of these control mechanisms that the distribution of the books, it favors those who play along with the rules that those provide. So if you're looking for what you could call, you know, radical or conspiracy theory or, you know, alternate viewpoints or sort of deep esoterica or whatever, any kind of category that is off the mainstream, you may find that in the bigger outlets, but it's less likely to be in through these major distributions. And also because the smaller publisher or single author has more difficult time getting into that. Again, the positive side is that because of Amazon and because of the technology, individuals can get their stuff out there and promote it. So it does cut both ways. But my general view is that the empire of books and the behemoth is tilted toward the suppression of information and the promotion of the generic. That's my overall perspective. But again, you're going to find any kind of a cherry-picked example to say otherwise, and I would not argue with you. So thanks so much, and keep reading, and be well.